Was that the I'm Nothing drop?
Yeah, it's like that.
I'm Nothing.
Nah.
I don't think it might
have to be deleted.
Great.
I don't think it's Keeper.
Cutting Room Floor.
Yeah. I Got Something's On.
Not that's Cutting Room Floor.
No, that's Keeper.
Yeah, speaking
of Betta
having Something's On last night, how about those Celtics? How about my Celtics?
Yeah.
They hit 29 three-pointers.
I like that they were one away from the record, and they just kept launching at the end of the game. Even with all the backups in, they were determined to get that thing, and it wasn't happening.
They shot 61 three-pointers. 61 three-pointers.
I know. Right?
God. Yeah. And by the way, tell me a team. I watched 10 seconds of that game in here.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe 10 minutes of that game because it was on in here.
Yeah, it was on.
Tell me a team in the East that's going to compete with those guys.
Oh, I don't know. I Got Something's
Dude,
On.
They're awesome.
It's game one.
Well, but they just won the title.
Exactly.
Like, you cannot guard them. Like, every single one of their guys makes threes. They're long, they're good defensively, they're well coached, they have depth. Like,
New York was supposed to be one of their biggest competitors.
Well, what I'm saying, and they
got drubbed.
Pissed all over them.
It's game one. I mean, so much, so much goes into that, and we'll see who stays healthy. And like we said that, like the Denver Nuggets, right? The Nuggets, and we're like, oh, the Nuggets will be, and then, a year later, we're like,
I don't know, man. I think the way Boston is built is quite sustainable. Although I was watching that that game going, wait a minute. The most under the radar trade occurred this offseason because we had Cat out there for the Knicks.
Yeah.
And then I flipped on the Lakers game. I'm like, oh yeah.
Julius
Randle's for Minnesota.
Yep. And that'll take some time. New York has a really good roster. If that thing ever gels.
That trade was so under the radar, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And it was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. And it wasn't that long ago that they made the trade.
No.
And yet, it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that's just me, but.
No, I think that was.
It was a weird one. Like, nobody talked about it.
No, for as much as that should have caused ripples, it really didn't. But you got, like, Towns, because you got, like, Randle, DiVincenzo, and a future first-round pick. I mean, that's a big deal. And Minnesota was a contender, and New York was such a fun story last year. That should have been a bigger deal, and it was kind of like, meh.
Well, did you see any of the preseason drama where DiVincenzo was big-time ticked off with basically all the New York brass
for coaches
sending him to New York? Because Jalen Brunson's dad is an assistant on that, Rick
and
Brunson.
He was giving Brunson's dad some crap.
Wait, you lost me. What was he bitching about?
So Dante DiVincenzo is one of those Villanova guys.
Yeah.
Was kind of making up that. And
they all play in New York.
And he got sent to Minnesota in that deal, and he was ticked about it. And he basically blamed the Knicks for letting Jalen Brunson's dad run things as he is an assistant coach on the staff, and he's all upset about it. And
so
it
he
was
got
a big
into,
preseason
he
thing.
Got into it with Brunson's dad shooting free throws.
And then, Thibodeau, too.
And then that led into the Thibodeau thing. I mean, they were chest bumping after the game, and dude,
had
it was
to be
like,
separated.
There was a legitimate, damn near assistant coach NBA fight during preseason basketball.
And not just assistant coach, but doubles as player's dad.
Yes, player's dad,
great.
Assistant coach, preseason fight with DiVincenzo.
God, the NBA is such a soap opera.
But again, I was listening to some people today talk about it, and I love after one game, they're like, nope, Knicks. Nope, they can't do it without DiVincenzo. I'm like, really? Like, that was the difference? And
maybe
by the way,
they need to just not play the Celtics every night.
And it's possible, too, that, the Knicks didn't win anything last year. So, again, give it time.
So, guess the salary. As the Blazers kick off tonight, we're still waiting to hear who the 15th man on the team is. Because he is a future all-star.
I'm telling you, I think it's Taze Moore.
I think that's where we're going.
Taze Moore. Are you sure about that?
He's the one we've heard the least about. That's got to be, right?
Yeah. We're going simply based on the person that everyone would be like, wait, who's on the team?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do like a coach's DNP watch. Whoever gets the last minutes of the season, that's the 15th man.
Well, but don't they have to like release the roster? Like, don't they have to
send guys?
Right,
but they don't
guys
tell you who's 13 versus 14 versus 15.
Well, I guess that's...
Yeah,
so
it's
that's
not great.
That's the issue.
Well, but it's
not
whoever...
It's not a beauty contest.
So it's whoever doesn't play.
Well, no, it's more of like, we know who the 15th guy is based on who doesn't make the team and who does. Like, you don't have to watch them not play in order to figure that
again,
out.
Again, it's Taze Moore. It's Taze Moore.
I don't know if he makes it.
There are two guys on this list whose salaries are not listed on ESPN. One of them is Taze Moore. The other is Justin Manaya. My guess is it's one of them because they're probably on two-way contracts.
It's Taze Moore.
Why are you so confident about that?
I feel very, very strongly that it's Tazemore, mainly because his name is Tazemore.
Tazemore, Blazers player or Portland police motto?
And he's number...
Thank you.
Yeah, that one got me.
And by the way, they have him listed as number 76, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
If you ever,
oh, well, he ain't making it then.
If you ever want to know who's not making it, find the guy that's 76. Whenever I used to have to do high school football games, and this is bad, whenever I have to do high school...
Be careful.
No, it's just...
Be careful.
When you'd be up in the box, we would always play the fun game off the air, of course, of who is least likely to go in the game. Because when you're watching high school football, it's kind of hilarious, right? You look up and down, especially on places that have big football programs, places like Camas and like Westland or places like that, Laco, because there's a huge number of kids. And it's kind of fun looking down the line and you're like, wait, all right, that kid's got like tennis shoes on and ankle socks. That kid looks like he's skinny as a rail, but he's number 96. I'm like, eh. And so you place your bets. And maybe we lay a couple shekels down, and then throughout the whole game, like during blowouts, you're looking around, you're like, oh my God, 96 is going in.
I look for the kid with the boxers under his pants.
That's always a good one. You think you'd see him hanging out, you're like, yeah, that guy's not.
You can see little hearts on him.
Yeah, that guy ain't going in.
Which Blazer makes the most money?
That's a good question.
That's an excellent question.
It's probably Ayton, right?
Yep. DeAndre Ayton, $34 million. That is correct.
Because he signed his, he signed his big deal.
How many Blazers make over $25 million this season?
Okay, well, Ayton's got to make over that. Yep. Grant's got to make over that.
Yep, he's at 30.
Did Ant get over that?
Yeah, I think Ant probably is there.
$26 million. Those are the three right there.
Just
three,
the, okay,
three guys.
Just that. What did Denny, the kid that they brought over, not kid, but they brought over from Washington, is he?
Well, that goes to another question. Outside of Scoot Henderson, by the way, how much do you think Scoot Henderson makes this year?
Well, he's on a rookie deal, so it can't be that much. What's a rookie deal slotted in? Like seven?
I have no idea what the NBA's rookie contract structure is.
He will make $10 million.
Okay, hey, look at the rookies doing better than I thought.
So outside of Scoot, who are the three players making between $10 and $25 million on this roster? There are three of them.
Well, I'm guessing because if you said that, I'm going to go with Denny. It's Avdija.
Is that his name?
Avdija, I think.
I always...
Avdija or Avdija?
I think it's Avdija.
That one...
He's at 15.6.
That one gets...
Well, our glasses bro, Thibault's got to be on there, right?
Thibault's at 11.
Oh, I forgot about
that. And worth every penny. And then Robert Williams.
Oh!
Who never plays.
12.4.
How many games
The new Festus Ezeli, Robert Williams.
How many games is Robert...
Hey, Festus Ezeli never suited up once. He's
a
legend.
I don't think Robert Williams has.
Hasn't he?
I think maybe he got a few games in early last year.
Look and see what... six games. He got six games.
Six more than Festus.
Hey, six games, 6.8 points.
And finally...
Time Lord, right? They call him Time Lord. Time on the bench.
Who will make more? Donovan Clingan or Shaedon Sharpe?
Well, it's got... Sharpe's in year three. Clingan's... Although, did everything get bumped up with the new TV deal? Did the rookie deal, because of this, it has to be Sharp, but you're asking the question.
I am asking,
which means that there's some funny business there. I'm guessing Kling Kong is going to make more than Shaedon Sharpe because of the new structure.
That is correct. Donovan Clingan will make $6.8 million this year. Shaedon Sharpe, $6.6 million.
Yeah, boy, you think that causes some ruffles? You think Sharp's all pissed off as he's rehabbing that?
I don't know why he would be pissed off. He's not even playing.
By the way, going through this roster, I forgot all about franchise savior Delano Banton.
Yeah, he's Banton. Back. And Duop Reath is out. I think they paid Reath.
They might have a championship roster.
What's Reap
Reath? He's making a couple million.
What's Duop making?
Do you want to talk about a ripoff?
Yeah.
That dude ripped them off.
Duop Reath?
Yes.
What do you mean he ripped them off?
He's terrible.
Did he get like a 3-year deal, two or 3-year deal?
I think they gave him a 2-year deal. And he's terrible. He's laughing all the way to the bank. You watch. You guys will be laughing at him this year.
Well, I'm glad.
Because there's going to be a lot of stat padding out there.
Well, I'm glad that he got paid. Because he was one of the few things last year that people got excited about. They're like, man, Duop Reath.
Well, there's guess the
salary.
He
signed a 3-year, $6.2 million deal.
Oh, 3 years.
I don't know that he's stealing from them. I think that's value.
Money.
No, Robert Williams is stealing money. What did you said? Williams was making 12 plus, right?
12.4.
Yeah, that's stealing. I mean, seriously.
Well, he's a good player if he'd stay healthy.
Well, but he's not.
They're already banged. How is it that the season is starting and they're already hurt?
Therein lies the beauty of what Portland's MO is going to be this year. Like, in theory, the roster is better than the worst team in the NBA, so you got to manufacture some injuries.
I'm going to that lake.
So ridiculous.
They are going to that lake. I will say, if you're going top three or four storylines that anyone should care about this year, I'm assuming it's going to be Sharp and Scoot's development, 1 versus 2. What do you do with Ant? And then...
What do you mean, like trade him?
Well, like... You can't keep running out Scoot Henderson and Ant. Like, that is
well, that
not...
was the thing last year, right?
You can't do it.
That he could be a guy as a volume scorer, as a bucket that you could get something for him for a team that needs scoring.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They tried to tell us that when they drafted him that him and Dame could play alongside each other. No, they can't.
No, it was the new Dame and CJ.
So just make up your mind. Is Scoot the point guard of the... That's all I care about. Honestly, that's the only two things I care about. Is Shaedon Sharpe really the best building block you have going forward? And by God, can he stay healthy? And then make up your mind of whether or not, if Scoot's the guy, move on from Ant and get some assets for him. And if not, then I don't know what, you know, I guess
guys,
you move Scoot to the bench and start Ant.
Thanks, Neil. All right, coming up next, in the news, Bigfoot is at it again. Here's Buck.